encouraging you to carry the good news to your family, neighbourhood and the world. This is Footsteps from TWR. Here's your host, Andy Napier.
Through the parable of the sower in Mark 4, Jesus encourages his disciples to sow seed, which is the word of God. We're calling today's guest Luke. He's a church planter in the Arab world. And Luke, in that sensitive culture, where do you sow seed?
Whether it's my taxi driver or my neighbors or the local supermarket food seller or the local bakery, like whomever I'm interacting with on a somewhat regular basis, wherever we go, we're ambassadors of Christ and we have an amazing message to share and we have a responsibility to share it.
Okay, so what types of responses are you getting?
There's going to be typically three responses after you sow the seed. People are going to reject it. People are going to say, like, I've never heard this. Maybe you want to hear more. I've got some questions. Or people are going to say, this is amazing. I'm having dreams of Jesus. I've been waiting for someone to tell me about this. I want to follow him now. So those three responses could be also categorized as a red light, yellow light, green light. And we want to focus our time with the yellow and green lights and not spend much time with the red lights. Also, we see in Acts, majority of the time, a whole family coming to faith. So Cornelius and his whole family, Lydia and her whole family, the Philippian jailer and his whole family. So we know God desires to save whole families together, and that's our aim.
Please pray for Luke and his team as they sow seed and plant churches. To listen again or to share this program with others, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.